This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system. It's the system that will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough in the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. Latino America is a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people, and the children we always see digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiments and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. My revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. You see, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracies that were funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and la República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them, let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in, or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who exploit your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive, or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always gonna look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am, rather than desperately try to be something I'm really not, just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture, or lack of culture, is feeding us. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America wouldn't be rich enough to let us have these little petty material things in our lives and basic standards of living. No, that's wrong. It's the business giants and the government officials who make all the real money. We have whatever they kick down to us. My enemy is not the average white man. It's not the kid down the block or the kids I see on the street. My enemy is the white men I don't see. The people in the White House, the corporate monopoly owners, fake liberal politicians. Those are my enemies. The generals of the armies that are mostly conservative. Those are the real motherfuckers that I need to bring it to. Not the poor, broke, country-ass soldier that's too stupid to know shit about the way things are set up. In fact, I have more in common with most working and middle-class white people than I do with most rich black and Latino people. As much as racism bleeds America, we need to understand that classism is the real issue. Many of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking, while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of the little boat we're all in, we're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I wanna come back, free all my people, hang the motherfucker that kept me there, and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I wanna take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who worked the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house negroes. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the states? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the Iroquois League. The idea of impeaching a ruler comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the agenda of white Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people who would become Mexicans. So in conclusion, I'm not going to vote for anybody just because they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us proletariat. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seramos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución! ¡Que viva la revolución!
All right,
y'all.
The way he said it was splendid, man. It was just perfect, the way he laid it out there. Immortal Technique, one of my favorite rappers of all time. One of the greatest rappers of all time.
Yes.
Period. Because that man hit your soul with every song he ever wrote. And the stuff he make is very compelling, man. And this is a perfect song to segue into our show. Sorry for Supreme Rob, of course. I said Irv Rob Mahad in the building with me again. We doing a dual podcasting thing again, man. And I'm about to have some fun with this shit. Because I just like throwing shit in the ignorance face. Not to be condescending or something, but like just to make sure that people know. Because I know people don't really want to hear the truth. It hurts a lot.
Yes.
And that's the hardest thing to accept. And the truth is one of the, it seems like nowadays, especially now, it's the hardest thing to do. And a lot of people are afraid to tell the truth or speak up because they are controlled by other people in society. I feel like I said, me and you was having a conversation earlier. I said, dude, I feel like I don't care what platform somebody else has.
Right.
Nobody's voice is bigger than mine.
Yes.
I don't feel that way. And I don't worry about the sheep that follow other people that try to deflect and throw out other scenarios to convince somebody to think on their fucking standards. I'm different. And when I speak big on integrity, oh, please forgive me, I got integrity. So what? You don't, okay? But hey, I'm not finna be apologetic for what I say or what I do when I know for a fact I have not done or said anything wrong. It's to help people. Is to give information or whatever. People can appreciate you all day long when you're doing something financial for them.
Yes.
People can appreciate you all day long when you're doing something that can help them out in a materialistic way, or
yes,
in even a carnal or sadistic or sinister way.
Yes.
But once you try to give them a little bit of information and a little bit of truth, it's a problem. They don't want to hear you no more. You ain't shit in that very second. That very second, you no longer shit. But guess what? That ain't gonna stop me from being who the fuck I am and to tell the truth. Let's go. Now, earlier.
So I lost followers and people who rock with me because of this whole Joe Biden Harrison shit, which is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
That people are literally that upset because one voted for Trump and one voted for Biden. Like, how dumb is that? You can have a difference of opinion and we don't have to agree on shit. But just because your opinion is not mine, that's dumb to me to say, oh, you ain't shit. Fuck off. I don't want to talk to you no more.
I don't care about that.
Like, that's stupid to me.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Like, the ones I lose, I don't give a fuck about them. They don't fuck with me like that anyway. So my thing is this. You're going to do that. You're going to lose some followers.
Yeah.
Shit, in real life, you're going to lose actual people you consider friends. You're going to lose associates. You may even lose a business partner or two.
Right.
All because of that. That's why they tell you really don't keep nothing religious, political in the conversation when it comes to stuff like this. You know, but since we've been social and this is a social media platform and other platforms that we talk on,
yes,
I can be social and say something.
Yes.
So that's the way that's going to go. All right. Now, like how you mentioned earlier, we did that podcast about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
Yes.
And we're going to go more in depth on Kamala.
This is part
VP.
Two.
This is the deception of a lot of things. You know, they've done a good job. I guess, a good job of cleaning up Joe Biden and making him like a darling or some shit like that. But we already know what he about. We're going to go more in depth than that. And they done a good job of building Kamala Harris as the leading black woman, the highest woman in charge. And shit like that. And about how inspiring it is. If this is the face of inspiration, we fuck like a motherfucker.
And I don't want it either because it's not genuine, man.
No, it ain't genuine. I want to get into some shit real fast, you know, because I know, you know, people got shit to do other than listen to me talk all the goddamn time about people. But listen here, I'm gonna get this shit started. I'm gonna do a YouTube video about this too.
Yes.
Check me out on Cypher Supreme TV. If you want to check me out on YouTube, I do videos about boxing. I do videos about stuff like this and several other things. And I'm really gonna make a lot of people mad when I do my little other video about boxing, because that's gonna play into a lot of shit too. All right, Miss Kamala Harris, and this is your vice president.
Yes.
First and foremost, she was running against Biden at one point. She accused Biden of being a racist. She accused Biden of being a sexual predator. But now she is his running mate. Two peas in a pot. We know that she literally got the black vote on lock.
She don't even claim that shit.
She got the black vote on lock in more ways than one because she locked up a lot of black people.
Yes.
Right?
So did Biden.
Yeah. Yep. The 1994.
Biden bill.
He's so happy about that goddamn bill. And unapologetic for it, too. Alright?
Right.
And we have, well, what really pissed me off and disappointed me the most is our military. Like, I got cousins, brother, uncles, military soldiers for the USA. And I quote, this is on September 19th, and you tell me where you see the lie at. You come back and you holler at me if I'm lying. I quote, this is Kamala. About the U.S. military here. Our military are soulless cowards. They budget must be cut. We have become a nation of baby killers through our military. Our soldiers have become nothing more than a collection of evil, sadistic monsters whose sole purpose of existence is to maim and slaughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
But y'all capping for it, though, military people. Y'all want her in here.
But that's a disrespect to your family, my family, generations of people who served in the military, even during the slavery time. Yeah, wasn't considered nothing.
I meant to drop this podcast on Veterans Day, because I got a lot of family that's been in the military or former military that's capping for this bitch.
They love Kamala.
But she want to talk about kids. Let's talk about the kids then.
We should call them children. They're not baby goats.
Right. Let's talk about them then. Right, right? You give a fuck about children, huh? Well, what about the harvesting?
Organ harvesting, sex trafficking, stuff like
what
that.
What about your deal with Planned Parenthood?
Oh, before you get started, so I look up a documentary by 21 Mafia on YouTube. It talks about how Margaret Sanger said the following: to the degree that black people were animals, soulless, and we don't deserve to live, they put Planned Parenthoods in the ghetto. But because Europeans are not able to conceive like we are, they put those clinics of fertility.
Mm.
At one point, Coca-Cola and Pepsi were sponsoring Planned Parenthood, and all those motherfuckers were eugenics and racist people who did not like black folks back in the day during the slavery times when they read shit as science and stuff was pure bullshit. You know what they did to get the clamp for the women to have their vaginal stuff? Mm-hmm. They used to torture slave women, cut parts of their vaginas out, bash their baby skulls in, just to do scientific experiments. And that's how we got that fucking clamp that goes in the vagina.
Oh, yeah?
They don't give a fuck about us. Like I've been telling people for a long time, Kamala Harris ain't for black people. Either is Joe Biden. She does not consider herself black.
What does she want to be, black or does she want to be Indian? I want to know that. I'm still not clear with that yet. You understand? I'm not. So when she say that, I mean, which one is she?
Her father is Jamaican, and just because her mother is a darker Indian from India, black people been around forever. Like I've always told people.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what is she claiming, though? We know the facts of that. But what is he? Now, all of a sudden, I know now during the election period, right?
Yes.
She want to be promoted as that. Yes. And shit. But,
she considers herself Indian American.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Disrespectful.
That's what she was put down when she was in the Senate. Now, let's get back to these children, man. Let's talk about the organ harvesting, Planned Parenthood. Remember, a few years ago, it was two undercover journalists that exposed the Planned Parenthood was selling aborted baby body parts.
Yes.
You know, that's a felony. In California, general prosecutor. The journalist, did you know that? That California prosecutor, who that was?
Wow, Kamala Harris?
Uh-huh. Let's talk about it. Now, that dude exposed her ass, and you went after him instead of investigating Planned Parenthood. Where's the justice? Where's the justice in that, man? The guy, let's talk about, are you familiar with David Deladen?
No.
Okay. He's a pro-life journalist. You know, he had quoted once and said that I hope all Americans are going to be able to come together to oppose the kind of radical disrespect and contempt of our First Amendment freedoms that Kamala Harris has demonstrated throughout her career. You think she liked that shit?
Say it again.
What he said? He said that he hoped that all Americans are going to be able to come together to oppose the kind of radical disrespect and the contempt of our First Amendment freedoms that Kamala Harris has demonstrated throughout her career, is what he said, because she came after him when he had overheard them talking about selling body parts or organs or whatever from aborted children. This is his alleged. This is allegedly is what he heard. Now, the people of the state of California versus David Deladen, April 6, 2016, California law enforcement raided the Orange County home and investigative journalist David. The officer seized computers, hard drives, cell phones, personal property under the orders of the California General Kamala Harris.
That's illegal.
And David was subsequently charged with 15 felony counts in San Francisco Superior Court for illegal taping under California law, which that is illegal. But they came after him because of what he said.
But what about the people who did the action?
Nobody did shit. This Kamala, your vice president.
But y'all love her though, right?
But y'all want to say this is, man, y'all motherfucker. Come on, man. Come on now, dog.
It's illegal to sell body parts.
Come on, man.
Even from a, and then you know what's crazy? That place, they've been, because you know how like whenever you have a surgery or an abortion, there's a way to throw away stuff like sanitary wise, right? Well, they've been...
I feel you, Harry. Maybe not. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But you know how, like, whenever you have a surgery or an abortion, there's a way to discard stuff? Do you know they just throw those babies in any dumpster and a lot of people are getting aborted babies in their backyard when they water their hose?
Yeah.
Like, no respect.
Yeah. No respect. Now, we know about her countless body count of harsh sentencing and refusal to, you know... let out innocent incarcerated people and things of that nature. We'll get back to that in a minute. But let's talk about some real body count shit. And let's talk about some of the stuff that she wants to do, actually, that y'all may have not been aware of, that she's openly said, find a lie. If you know, find a lie. It's on video where she talked to somebody about legalizing prostitution. Now, you don't lock up niggas for weed.
Which is going to be legal in January and March.
In some states, not everywhere.
Right.
Now, listen here, man. Listen here, man. Kamala Harris, among with the Democrats, proposal to legalize prostitution, and she justified it. I'm not surprised. I mean, this is somebody who allegedly slept her way to the top. So, of course, she's going to do that. She says consenting adults, and you shouldn't be interrupting something that's an act of two consenting adults or whatever.
Well, if that's the case, anybody charged with marijuana charges or prostitution should have their shit expunged, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, she want to help them, but she don't want to help nobody else.
The now, innocent
we'll compare the two. Since we talking about some, we getting somebody better in office, if you going to jump in one hot, jump out one frying pan into a hotter one, you the dumb motherfucker, actually. Now, look, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's stay on Kamala for a hot second for a minute. Your VP and probably future president, if shit go the way they wanted to. Now, she is the same lady who wants to put parents in jail when their kids skip school. She don't believe in releasing nonviolent offenders from jail or wrongly convicted offenders. She funds private prisons, bro. She's against police officers wearing body cams. And prior to her stating she was running for president, she did not identify herself as a black woman. Now, she will identify as black. Everything she does for us is, man. She most definitely is a corrupt motherfucker, man. She a liar, too. She be lying. That bitch be lying more than Biden be lying with his plagiarism ass.
So my thing is, I feel like body cams protect us because even watching the ID channel on cable and Forensic Files, over the past 20 years, I've seen officers of the law, lawyers, detectives, kill people to shut them up. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for stamp shit and mm-hmm. videos, their shit would have mm-hmm. gone unjustice and people think they're untouchable. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if these motherfuckers in office, that means you can't trust your government and you can't trust the police and just going outside doing safety stuff, right?
Hey, shout out to the prostitutes out there. They ain't stepping on nobody's toes or nothing. I'm just simply comparing the thing. Okay, you say it's considering the acts of two adults as long as it's consent. What they do is their business. Okay, I agree with you on that. But why is that your focus, though?
What about
there's so many things that you could have focused on. But y'all sit up here and say Trump. Or I had an argument with my own mother. It was crazy because she tried to tell me Obama freed more people wrongfully convicted than Trump did. I said, no, he didn't.
He didn't do shit. And he bombed African countries and he paid millions to have African women in Africa abort their fucking babies.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Let's be real.
Well, then people say, I don't know why they try to use the color code, too, now with Trump. Why do black people vote for Trump? If you're going to go between the two, like I said, I don't cap for neither one of them.
Same.
But I'll give you some reasons why people do. A record low of black unemployment rate of 5.5% before the pandemic. Okay. Number two is probably increase the HBCU funding to $250 million per year without even them asking. Number three could be get a two-step act, release thousands of prisoners. 90% were black. 90% of those prisoners were black. And pardon numerous black people. Pardon!
Kim Kardashian helped him pardon some people, too, and brought it to his attention.
Yeah. Record low of black imprisonment. That's number five. The lowest in 50 motherfucking years! What the fuck y'all talking about? Number six, defunded Planned Parenthood. Then we just got the one, motherfucker, all right, which he should have. Lowest since it was legalized in 1973.
That was before my time.
Number seven, first president in 100 years to not be in the act of war.
That might change.
That's going to change, though, probably. Nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
Number nine, signed the Middle East Peace Treaty. And number 10, he bought back the steel industry. That's facts. And the important one here, because we're going to talk about pedophilia, effectively cracked down on human trafficking, organ harvesting, and child pedophilia. These is all facts. I can't argue with it. So what the fuck I supposed to say bad about that?
Obama was going to Pedo Island, Epstein Island and shit. Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah, and all them is some sick motherfuckers, I be telling y'all.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know, man. Now, Mr. Joe Biden, 47 years of Congress. What have Joe Biden accomplished besides the 94 crime bill? Somebody racism. Tell me. Anybody racism. Can tell me?
Racism.
What have Joe Biden accomplished since the 94 crime bill?
Zero.
Uh-huh. And he don't send thousands of those blacks, if not more people in prison, who called us super predators. He did call us predators. I saw the video when he first did it. I didn't catch it live on TV, but I did see the recording. What accomplished Mrs. Kamala Harris done besides send black men and women to prison as a prosecutor? Can somebody tell me that?
I didn't even know who this bitch was, to be quite honest.
No, I've been knowing about Kamala ass, but she was doing her thing in California. I never knew. I knew she was trying to work her way in and get up there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she knew a lot of politicians. She was messing with that older black dude, you know, who was married.
She married her damn self.
Yeah.
Ho?
Well, yeah. Well, she wasn't married back then. She was a young lady and shit. Oh. She was real, you know. Now, you know, that's when she was a little bit prettier. I give her a little bit of a compliment. Now her neck looked like the character from Star Trek and shit.
Oh, saggy neck. Winkly
old hot dog neck ass bitch.
It looked anyway. Like a smell.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Joe Biden and his dementia. Don't even know who the fuck he is. Hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm Joe Biden's wife. Can't even remember. Text Joe at 3030 looking ass. But he's supposed to run shit. His ass can't even remember shit.
Right.
So then how do y'all feel safe? Because shit's about to get fucked up.
Y'all really get what I'm saying, man. Because see, just by us saying all the shit we just said, you're gonna see people get mad and say, oh, you just want Trump in office or something. Or they're gonna say, you hate Biden, but Biden is done gonna do. I'm like, dog, I'm mad at y'all because y'all sitting over here acting like Biden gonna do something so great, and in 4 years with his old ass,
he'll be like 80 something.
And he don't accomplish so much for people, Americans as a whole. Period. He ain't did shit. What did he do?
But be racist.
Tell me what he did so good that you gonna sit up here and tell me, but all you motherfuckers say y'all ain't haters. Y'all is haters. Y'all hate one motherfucker so much.
You voted for
that
a
y'all about
person.
To put.
Thank you.
These two motherfuckers in office.
They said it's better to have Biden than Trump. I'm like, y'all sound crazy.
I'm asking people. Tell me how. I just showed you why not. Show me how. All these facts. And older people that's older than me, they should be able to tell me something. Because they know I ain't lying because, I mean, you know, this shit was in real time for them. They seen it. I mean, I wasn't there for the whole 47-year career, but he was the dumbest motherfucker I ever seen when he was a little younger. I go back a good amount of years, though. You know what I'm saying?
This is how I asked our people, meaning non-Europeans, how could you vote for someone like that? Come on now.
I don't know. I mean, that's what y'all like. That's what y'all like. But I'm trying to tell you, I want to hear it out your mouth. Y'all bold enough to go put a ballot on that motherfucker. Now tell me out your own mouth. Tell me out your own mouth how you going to tell me or how you feel other than some stupid, goofy shit out your mouth about he better than Trump. He better than Trump how? I don't even see that. And you tell me how comfortable and you ain't nervous and you don't feel no type of way about these two particular candidates and their background and their resume. And you tell me no, I'm going to look at you different. You know why? Because I know where you stand at mentally.
You love
because
it.
I know you people. I know people in my everyday life. There ain't no way you finna tell me if I got accused of sexual assault. You wouldn't feel uncomfortable around me if you were female. There ain't no way you finna tell me if I plagiarize more than one time and you gonna believe shit I say. Because you wouldn't treat a regular motherfucker that way.
So let's get real since we're talking politics. Someone wrote, I hate Biden, he's a fool. Yep, I agree with you, Jameson. So then let's go back to accusations. Remember a few years ago when, I can't remember his name, he made that movie about Nat Turner? Didn't get no support, and it was proving that he didn't even do
it. Oh, yeah, look how y'all treated him. He was cleared of what he was accused of. They did that to him to throw salt in his name, and all he was doing was making a movie about a person in history, a legendary, urban legend there, right?
Yes.
So even our own people got off the bus with him. Threw him under the bus. Oh, you know he did this. Then they start bringing up old pictures because he took pictures with a white woman. Say, oh, look at him. He dated outside his race.
So?
Playing the color card again. But last time I checked, motherfucker. Kamala Harris' husband is what?
White. Or you?
But you're capping for her, though.
So, see, this is a problem. We choose who we fuck with.
Yeah, thank you. So, dick riding. That's what it is.
So, say for an example. Just an example, it's not true. Say if my spouse was white, if I'm given a point, does it matter?
No.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It does not matter. If I'm speaking the truth, if I go and say, hey, y'all, you might want to collect cans because they're running out of food and water, make sure you have your sleeping bag. Does my husband being white have anything to do with what the fuck I just said?
Nope.
But people.
But that's what they did to him.
Yeah.
They didn't do it to Kamala.
We like what we like. I can't judge.
So you're gonna do this for this when it's convenient for you. Yep. But now when it's not going, it ain't convenient for you to do that shit. Y'all don't say nothing. And then when I say something about this bitch, you gonna say I'm assassinating the character of another black woman and shit. Now you gonna really do that to me? Now you gonna deflect like that because I'm telling you the truth about somebody who ain't for you any motherfucking way? You dumb goofy son, bitch. Fuck out of here, man. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. You know, that's some straight bullshit.
And people are not listening to the point. There is no way, and I said this on the last one, someone said Biden is going to get us bombed.
Probably.
There's no way I could cap for someone that does not like me. I cannot cap for somebody who call my people predators, has put me in prison, has called us roaches, have called us rapists. How the fuck could I respect that shit?
Yeah.
And that same attitude, y'all. I'll work with people who have fucked up attitudes like that, and I just get quiet.
Well, that means they're goofy. This is why a lot of politicians can pull the thing they pull. This is why the media can feed you bullshit. The old media can do that to you. And this is the problem we have here. And then some new media folks ain't no different. I don't see them do bullshit too. Now, supposedly China is now our greatest enemies, I guess. But Joe Biden's son took $1.5 billion from China after these mysterious meetings or whatever. And multiple inhumane things that the Chinese Communist Party do, you know, in their country.
They make the rona, you know, over there.
They willing to kill citizens for profit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, why is we doing business? Why do the FBI have laptops taken and see stuff from him and this from his son? And his son mentioned his name and shit. He under investigation too. And that's another thing. Y'all talk about how Trump under investigation or may get locked up or he don't want to get locked up. That's why he don't want to concede or whatever the case may be. But hey, Joe Biden is under investigation too. Sexual assault, allegedly pedophilia, and also this shit here with his son. So I mean, so what is we talking about? What is we comparing? We comparing what to what?
So my whole thing was this: we said it on the last podcast. Everybody was fucking with Trump. Tupac had pictures, but the moment he runs for president is when motherfuckers want to call him a racist. But y'all motherfuckers didn't mind taking that 1200.
Nah, man.
Y'all didn't mind taking that $1,200?
Yeah, what, a stimulus check?
When he was giving y'all niggas $800 a week for your unemployment, y'all motherfuckers wasn't saying shit.
Yeah.
My thing was this. When are y'all going to wake the fuck up? This in no way is hate. This is shit I see for my fucking self and for my people because I only hold my people accountable. How the fuck is you capping for this piece of shit and want to argue us down like we're talking crazy? But at the end of the day, you love your oppressor. Y'all are fucking crazy. He ain't sorry for what he said. So how can I respect somebody?
Oh, my mama told me he said he was sorry.
I didn't ever hear that shit. And he said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Well, so, I remember that. And then I also remember him saying, when he first asked him, he said, apologize for what?
Hello.
And then they said, do you, you know, regret the law? Yeah, he said, no. I mean, just not at all, man.
So he's not sorry. And do you realize shit's about to get real fucked up? People on food stamps have help from the state. Housing, all that shit's gonna be for the birds. So what are y'all gonna do if y'all always been welfare queens your whole life? When they tell you, get the fuck out, we're gonna build businesses. What are y'all gonna do then? Huh?
No, I mean, what's the connection with China with this stuff? I mean, let's talk about the organ harvesting. Like 60,000 transplants every year in China. That's every year.
Whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of damn transplants going on over there. It is. I mean, this ain't nothing new. A lot of people already know this. But I'm just trying to figure this shit out. And then I'm looking at the people who really fuck with them heavy. You know what I'm saying? We always mess with China heavy far as businesses.
Yes.
As far as, you know, imports and things of that nature. But, I mean, it go deeper than that. You know, and a lot of people already know this, but a lot of people don't look at those facts that go deeper than that. But I'm just trying to figure out what the connect game is with that, you know.
I read an article 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Their leader over there is saying that they're shortening of food. So say if we're a party of five or six and we go to a restaurant, they're weighing people before they go in to eat. And say our party of six, only three of us are getting plates. If you throw away food, it is illegal, bro. They're chipping them over there.
Mm-hmm.
They're on such hard times right now that they're literally eating each other and they seize their cats and dogs and shit. And they're struggling. And they're buying all of our crap. And our import and export has been compromised. So then, like, what the fuck are we going to do?
You gotta look at it, too. The natural disasters that's been going around across the country. China has felt the big natural disaster. I think, like, over 80% of China is flooded out. You know, especially over there, that Wuhan shit over there. So, you know, it's going to be a shortage anyway. I mean, common sense to tell y'all people, if they got to fled the country because of the outstanding flood over there, obviously, you're going to be short on imports. And obviously, if you had natural disasters over there in the Middle East, also who helps with imports, or mysterious bombings and mysterious fires and shit. So now that's going to also shorten imports and shit, especially with food. So, you know, obviously, my peoples, we have to be considerate and thought and think about stuff. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Stocking up your canned goods.
Obviously, if you don't believe that's not going to happen, because all your life you comfortable with the having food as an abundance and stuff like that, don't think for 1 minute that this corporation is not going to have difficulty. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
it goes back to what Mr. Trump said in 2019 in the beginning of the year. He said that hackers hacked our electricity, so you don't...
Well, attempted to hack. They didn't hack it yet, but they attempted, but that threat is still there.
Right. So you don't think, because he still wants to be in office, that he won't possibly start a war or fuck the economy up totally?
No.
Each president, no matter how long they serve, they have protection until the day they die and their families are protected. So either way, when shit goes to hell, they probably don't even drink the same water we do. And I bet you he has more than enough to be okay.
And let's talk about this here. He won California, am I correct?
Yes.
And he won New York, I believe. Now you have voted for your taxes to be increased. I think I touched on this before, but 62% increase.
Oh, shit.
And also the fact that also something else I'm uncomfortable with is something that he already said he was raising taxes. He said that out the get-go. So it's not like people didn't know. That's for everybody. But it's just real fucked up in New York and California.
Possible.
Now, the thing is this. People like us... young black business owners, younger than myself or my age, and things like that, are people who want to come up in life and hit a certain tax bracket, like say like maybe $400,000. This is why people with money don't want to fuck with Biden, because it's like, okay, now you're going to oppress me from coming up. Now you're going to hit me with so much taxes.
Right.
It's going to be ridiculous, man. It's like, I mean, like, what the fuck? It's like, okay, now just because of this, now you want to keep me down? Like,
All it's this, like you can't win.
I'm like, fuck, man. All my life, I've been working hard, working jobs and shit. Now I finally get shit the way I want it. Now I got to go through this struggle, too.
And then you wonder why people, thank you for the gifts. You wonder why people sit here and do illegal shit, because it's like in the whole system. It's like they, should I let them?
In a minute. Yeah, we'll do it in a minute.
Finish the podcast.
Yeah, let them get in when we're done.
So I'm thinking in this system that is designed, when we're done, I'll let you in. In our system, it's like designed to fail, because I'm thinking, if you're thinking these rich folks get all these tax write-offs, why the fuck aren't they taxed way more than someone like me? Even when I look at my check, I could do hella overtime, and they swoop that shit up with taxes, and I put a low number, too.
No, matter of fact, let him get some airtime. Put him in right now.
Okay.
Put him in right now. I'm going to see what he got to say.
I'm going to put you in right now. Hold on. Except. I'm letting you in. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Good?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I was just sitting in the phone with Sam.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you seem like raising taxes, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you were saying that your paycheck is getting hit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So why the fuck would you vote for Biden?
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying.
I don't know. But he won them states.
I think they cheated, though.
I don't know if they cheated or not. But that's a Democratic state, though. I don't know why they would do that.
Did he win them?
I can't hear you, bro. Your audio.
Your audio?
Oh, sorry, bro. Did he win?
Yeah, he said he did.
Did he win illegally?
Oh, did he win illegally? Well, we got to see. Because lately, I'm glad you brought that up. Because lately, now they just said they brung up some strong evidence, and they had like over like 200 petitioners say that they found that it was some fraudulent recountings and stuff like that. They put the same ballots in like over and over again. And yeah. Then the woman signed a statement said, my son been dead for 2 years, but somehow he voted. So it's some validity to what Trump was saying. So I don't know how legal it was. Somebody cheated. You know, because it was some cheating problems in Philadelphia, I believe, and in a couple of other states. So I don't know.
Trump, right?
Huh?
You voted for Trump, right?
Jay Simmons.
Vote. Oh, I didn't even vote this election.
Independently.
You know what? That's your business. So I won't actually. Like, I'm not gonna ask like again. But
I answered you.
No, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying. I think Joe Biden. The point is, he's had 47 years in politics, and he's done absolutely nothing. This is the same guy. Black people super predators in the 1970s. This is the same guy who's the vice president and done nothing. This is the same right. guy who built the cages for kids to live in.
Right.
You know, the same. You know, this guy is, you know, he's 78. He won't make it through the first 4 years.
Yeah. So I'm thinking too. He has dementia.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I was like, I don't even know if he can make it. But maybe Kamala know that. That's why she want to hurry up and get in. Because if he die. And if somehow Trump can stay in for 2 extra years for not conceding, by the time it's time for him to get in, he may pass away. And then guess what, though? We're going to have to deal with Kamala's ass. Yep. We have to deal with Kamala anyway.
You know what the thing is that what I'm saying is that Biden has done nothing. He had 47 years.
Yeah.
We ain't had one or two or three or four. Three.
Right.
People say, oh, yeah, he was Obama's vice. It don't matter.
Right.
Vice or president, a lot of power either way, right?
Right.
And he's ignorant.
Bro. Like, you ain't done nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't did shit. I'm trying to figure out some. I want somebody to tell me what he did other than that damn law he passed. I don't see nothing, no other real big accomplishments that he done for America, period. Plus, black people, period. Like, I don't. So, what's people celebrating for? Why is you celebrating that before?
Like, it makes me literally nervous.
I don't get it. Just well, because.
What's your name? Obviously.
Cypher Supreme.
And yours?
It's a set. Or you could call me Isis.
Isis?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if I want to say that online.
But. Oh, yeah. Don't say that. No. It ain't that kind. Not that way.
Right?
No.
Yeah. You know, I thought you'd be offended by the mask and stuff. You know?
No, everyone has a right to vote for who they vote.
I ain't even offended if you had a Biden mask on. I mean, I'm just trying to get answers. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I wouldn't get offended by that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you probably like his policy better than, of course, obviously Biden's, right? So, I mean, the only people I get offended by is the ones that try to make something out of it bigger than what it is, as far as, like, you know, the radical Trumpies or whatever. You know what I mean? They'll be like, dude, now you ain't making sense.
A question for both of you. Do you think Trump in any way?
Say that again?
Question for both of you. Do you think Trump's racist in any way?
I don't know. I can't cap for him on that one, man.
Because I'd have to know him on a more personal level.
I don't know. Far as I'm saying, like, Trump ain't never used the N-word on TV. And that's his prerogative if he is racist, just like it's Biden's. But Biden has openly called people with this shit. I know I can say he is for sure. Now, Trump has been a big name in the hip hop community, as you know, for many years. You see, I'm in my 40s, bro, so I don't see him for years and years. So, you know, he been around and taking photo ops with black people for a long time.
Tupac.
Yeah, she likes saying that. About Tupac. Yeah, he took pictures with Tupac, Rosa Parks, Muhammad Ali. You know, stuff like that. I mean. And he's always been involved in some type of way in the community. Even consistently now, he was in the community. I'm not going to sit up here and try to bash dude. And I know for a fact, I don't seen him do shit like that. But then once he get president, everybody hate him. And then I see that, you know, for one, I do see a lot of different people switch up on him. If he was so racist and bad, then why was y'all messing with him from the get-go? And I'm talking about all of them, even the ones that's coming out now saying something. The Ice Cubes, the P. Diddy's. Like, y'all was hanging with this dude in the club, at going to lunch, doing business meetings. So, what's the difference? I try to keep that shit out of it. But at the end of the day, what it's about for me is your policy. Go ahead, fam.
Go on, bro.
No, I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, whether he is or... See, that's frivolous to me when it comes to for anything, because the person I picked, I know she couldn't possibly be racist because she black, right? So...
Right.
With them two, when you talking about Trump or Biden, I mean, like, now you... Since y'all want to say the lesser of the two evils, who policy is better? Who has accomplished more? So Trump. If you're going to go head-to-head with them two...
Hello.
I would pick Trump over Biden, to be honest with you.
Well, my thing is, let's talk back.
Is, but the facts. Sorry. Go on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
So the facts is, I said, like, I know a few black people, right? That's obviously saying, not a few, a lot. That's saying, obviously, like, if you vote for Trump, like, these black people are uneducated, stupid as fuck, right?
Oh God!
however, for me, I would say, like, my guy, he ain't racist, because obviously, as you saying, you mentioning so many facts right there, right? How many artists he fucking with, right? And you know, Kanye West is his best friend. I get people can be racist and still have black friends, right? That's correct.
Yes.
But, yeah. Jim Brown too.
I never used no slurs on TV. He's never said nothing like that. You know, Biden in the 1970s was the biggest, you know, he might as well be KKK.
Yes.
This dude was.
He hang with KKK members. He might be.
He might be. He might be. The dude's under the mask with the hood and shit, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So he might be. I don't know.
He called black people super predators, and they've never forgotten that.
Clinton and Hillary Clinton, too.
Hillary Clinton did. But I'm saying he did this shit before even Hillary got in the administration. Biden was saying shit like that. Now, this is where Trump fucked up at. I think that first debate when he said that stand back and stand by shit, right? And they asked him to denounce white supremacy or white supremacists. And that's where he goofed up at. So they took that shit and ran with that, too. But to be fair, I heard him say in 2017 that he will not put up with anything racial, especially when that event happened in Charlotte. And he said they will pay, stuff like that. So if Trump did come out and say I denounce it or say that, I don't think motherfuckers would believe him anyway, because they already know or feel that he racist, right?
Plus, you can't hold what his parents have done either. I mean, let's get back to P. Diddy. He ain't no better than Joe Biden. If you sign to his record label and he thinks you're better than him, he will put it to where you're in debt. And all his artists don't make music anymore because he did something to them to where they can't release music.
Yeah.
Like, what makes Diddy better than Biden? I mean, he does this. He preys on people who want fame, and he's no better than the rest of these scam artist people, and I don't respect him for that either.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't trust dude either.
But the thing is about the music industry. The music industry is a very dirty game.
Oh yeah, you know that already. It's been a daily game for years. Years and years. Since I was a kid, man.
You know, that shit been a daily industry from time.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Well, like we've said, you gotta keep stocking up on water, you gotta stock up on canned goods, because like now,
get your survival skills up, man. That's basically what it is. I mean, we would have to do that anyway, whether it was Biden or Trump in office. That was a concern, because I've been saying this now for 3 years.
Yes.
If you listen to any of my podcasts, if you go to Cypher Supreme Ron on Spotify, you know, you can Google it up and subscribe or whatever. Like, you'll hear me say this consistently, like all the time, like we have to get our survival skills up, because this was going to happen no matter who was in office, right? Regardless. You know what I'm saying? So that's the main concern.
You talk a lot of sense. You do. You're a wise man, bro. Legit, I can tell. You know what I'm saying? Like you're talking wise words, real shit out here. And the thing, you know, I think what scares people the most is, yeah, about Trump. Yeah, he might be controversial, but you know what? The guy is straightforward, and a lot of people don't like that.
Right.
The reality of it is, let's sugarcoat it.
Right.
No, let's not sugarcoat it. Like, real, the world's a fucked up place.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, where he's dropping facts and shit, obviously, people don't act, you know?
Right. But see, that's the thing. When I tell people, like, the lashing must have got good on your back. What do you prefer, a straightforward person or a systematic? You know what I'm saying? I guess they prefer...
straightforward person like you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that a lot of people don't want to really hear a lot of this stuff because, you know, they don't want to look at the reality of it. But you're going to have to deal with it because it's coming. You're going to have to deal with it no matter fucking what. Or otherwise, you might as well implant a fucking bullet in your head and go on somewhere. Because you can't deny what's coming. And be ready for it. If you can't deal with it, you can't deal with it. But you want to stop doing that and programming yourself like that, because at the end of the day, you have to have your mental wellness up to par. You have to start doing stuff that you may not be comfortable or normally do in your everyday life. That's just the fact.
But you have to do it.
And nothing is going to be the same from here on out. A lot of people think, well, let's go back to the way it was. Y'all, 2020 this and 2020. Listen, man, 2021 is going to get even harder.
Cryptocurrency.
Well, you know, so, I mean, y'all might as well stop whining and shit and just prepare yourselves.
You have to deal with it.
That's the way I look at it. That's why I tell people all the time, like, just don't worry about the other shit. Worry about what's important. Worry about your family. Take care of your family. Teach your babies the right way so you won't leave them behind not knowing shit. And then you'll be better off for it, man. Period.
But see, people tell me that I'm crazy.
Yeah, go on.
People constantly tell me, oh, you're crazy, I said. They don't tell you on the news. I said, if they're going to plan to take us out, do you think they're going to fucking tell us crazy? And I'm like, you're just stupid. I get, like, offended a lot.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to help you.
Y'all seen the movie, what's it called? 2012.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling us in the movies.
Yeah. I mean, they tell you a lot of different shit. Like, that in Hollywood that you need to pay attention to. It's not all just entertainment. You know, they talk about, it's a whole bunch of different movies. I think I'm going to do a podcast about that, too. I'm going to just have a list of movies about stuff, how things are lining up that has been done in the last 10 years or so. You know what I'm saying? They talk about the pandemics. They talk about the wars, the natural disasters. All that stuff has already been programmed, you know what I'm saying, already to tell people that's what's going on. So, you know, that's...
Well, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? With the American people, I feel like, yeah, there's a divide. There'll always be a divide, no matter what it is. No matter what it is, you know. Right. We could say the sky is blue. They could say the sky is purple.
But mm-hmm.
There'll always be a divide. What, you know what I'm saying? People always gonna find some shit to divide by. That's life.
Right.
You know, whether we like it or not, that's the world today, you know. But... You know, what I was saying to someone earlier is I think whether you like Trump supporters or whether you like Biden supporters or whoever the fuck you vote, Kanye West needs some rest, you know?
Yeah, he got 0.3% of the vote, actually.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I mean, that might have changed some shit, but obviously, like, mm-hmm. I just think you should respect, people's own people's political views, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If they really have any, because, I mean, a lot of these motherfuckers that's following these people don't even have no political views. They just into just, you know, looking at what CNN and MSNBC or whoever they prefer tell them and go with that. You know, that's their knowledge. That's where they get their research from. A dictated thing that's promoted. Like, I tell you right now, most people that voted could name me 4 independent candidates. Oh, most people that voted couldn't even tell me all the candidates that was on the ballot.
There was a lot.
Yeah. Like, they don't know nothing about their policies or nothing. Why? Because the media don't promote any of them people.
But you should do your own research. Like I said, the Republican Party was started by black people. The Democratic Party was started by the KKK. And then people are like, you're lying. Look it up, dumbass. Don't believe what I say.
That's another thing. Like, what the fuck I'm allowed to tell you a lie like that for? Mm-hmm. When you can easily fact check that. Like, you know, I'm going to sit up here and look at your face and tell you some dumb shit like that. And I mean, for what? What do I have to gain? I'm not going to get no money for it.
Because it's my job to educate people.
The fact that the Democratic Party was... started by the KKK. I never even knew that there were KKK. I never knew that.
Yeah, it's all Googleable. All you got to do is find one person, start researching that person, and then boom, there you go. You don't find it. You're like, God damn, wow, this shit is crazy.
Because I feel we should be able to have different views as people, wherever you come from in the world, and live amongst each other in harmony. But now it's getting so crazy that people are fighting people. You voted for Trump, I voted for Biden, I hate you. Like, why can't we be different and get along?
Yeah, I lose a lot of people in conversations all the time, man, when I say shit like that, you know. And then I don't really care because I'm going to say what I got to say regardless because I have to do that. It's not out of hate. It's out of love. And it's out of information. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't like it, fine. You don't agree with me, that's fine. But you ain't got to hate me for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you something that you need.
I'm guessing both of you can tell. I'm not from the U.S. You can probably tell by the accent, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see you from the U.K.
Yeah, right. So this is from an outsider's point of view. You know what I'm saying? So obviously where I'm like, people are like, oh, like you ain't, some people in here be like, oh, shut the fuck up, you ain't from the US. Like, you don't know shit. You can't say shit.
But right. It doesn't matter though.
No, you can say shit because you see shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I've been tweeting my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even Donald Trump, like, I followed the guy for years and years. You know, my girlfriend, she's mixed race. You know, like, a family, Caribbean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen a lot of shit myself. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, for your guys' point of view, I just think, like, even with our relations with you lot, is I think Trump's done a great job with us. He's done a great job for us and with us. You know what I'm saying? The relationship he's built. And then we're ready to take on some 78-year-old who can't even fucking think straight.
Dude, geriatrics freaking.